Party of two, your table's ready. Party of two. Okay, and these are your drinks, sir. There you go. Enjoy your meal. Bon appetit. Hi, James from Ingvid. When I'm not making videos, I need to make money. And this lesson actually is about restaurants. I used to be a waiter when I was younger. So I've been in many a restaurant. And I know it might be difficult for you when you, I mean, you're coming to a new country. I'm just going to slow it down for you because this is basic. You're coming to a new country and you want to enjoy something. You want to have a meal out of your house, you know, meal, dinner, or lunch, or breakfast. And you go to the restaurant and then somebody walks up to you with party of, table of. And what would you like for appetizers? Would you like an app? Would you like this? How about your main? What about this? Oh, geez, no, please don't. So let's slow it down. Let's make it basic. So when you enter a restaurant, you can right away know what they're talking about. Now there's other things, you know, we don't have everything in here. There are two other videos on the restaurants that you could go watch on Ingvid, but this is basic. But even if you think, oh, I know all this stuff, I'm very good, you might learn a thing or two, okay? So come watch. So let's start off first. The worm has a drink. One of the first things that are going to come up to you, depending, and see, I don't know if you know this. There's fine dining, casual dining, and fast food. First thing you should know. So where are you going? Fast food is like McDonald's, Taco Bell. That's not food. Taco Bell, Subway. Most of this won't apply, okay? But some of these words, like, well, we'll get there, will apply, and I'll let you know. Casual dining is like Chili's or Montana's. I mean, these are restaurants in the United States and Canada, so don't worry, but it's all similar. It means you can wear something like I'm wearing. Jeans, there you go. I'm getting old. Come on. Lift that leg up. Or a t-shirt, and it's okay. No one's going to complain, okay? And you can sit down, not like McDonald's. You can sit down with a knife and fork, and you can eat your dinner. Or then you have fine dining. Fine dining is when the people wear, we call penguin suits. They have a tie and a shirt, and they walk up, and they serve on tables, okay? But you need a reservation, and it's mucho dinero, mi amigos. Mucho, mucho dinero. For the rest of you, it's lots of money. Fine dining, fine means expensive. And you usually require a reservation to get a table. So let's just go with casual. Because casual is where most people can go. Even if you're in a foreign country and there are people who serve tourists, they're going to go mostly to casual, not necessarily fine dining. So I'm sticking with casual. All right? So casual, McDonald's, we know. You just walk in and here's something. And McDonald's people, you can thank me. Next time you go, don't watch television and say, give me Big Mac and give me French fries and what do I want? Try and say, may I, can I have? People who work in the service industry, which is what the restaurant industry is, where they serve you, they want a little politeness. So try, can I have and may I have? You'll be surprised at how much better they serve you or treat you. Now let's go to the board with the worm, who is providing drinks. One of the first things you come in and you come to a restaurant, they might say to you, party of or table four. And you're going to say, what? Well, party of, I know you're not like, fiesta time, baby. Hey, we're going to party. Going to be drinking it. No. What they mean is you are a group of people and how many are in the group. So party of two or party of four means there are two. You can say there are two in my party or four. There are two of us or there are four of us or 10. Okay, then it's a party. It's not a party, it's a party. Now, table of means the same thing, or table four, and they mean four. I did a video where I talked about four means receive. Go look at it. Four means to receive, so table for four people. So table for four, table for five. This is for how many people? That's easy. And that's when they're sitting in the front. That's the first thing they will ask you. Then they will bring you to your table. And they're going to give you something called a menu. Now, some of you are going, men for you. No, there's no men for you. A menu. A menu is a list of the foods that they want you to try or have or that you might be interested in. Okay? You'll notice I have some things here I want to discuss. But before I do that, Mr. E, because the first thing they will usually say to you is, would you like something to drink? Or can I take your drink order? And that's the first thing they usually do. So they will ask you, what do you want to drink? And then they will bring that to you. Do you remember at the beginning I was walking? That's their drink order. So they'll say, something to drink, or can I take your drink order? Now, a drink order doesn't necessarily have to be alcohol. It could be coffee, tea, water, just water, pop, or alcohol. So you give them that. They'll give you a couple minutes to look at the menu. And this is the list of foods you can have. Now, I'm going to use a funny sentence, but it's like, would you like to whet your appetite? Whet your appetite. You're going to say, what the hell does that mean? You're probably nodding your head. It's an idiom for something to have first, because appetite comes from this first thing I got to teach you, which is appetizer. You don't need to know what it means. When someone says an appetizer, appetizer. When we talk about appetizer, it's the first thing you have when you have your food, number one. And it's something that's very small. And when they say wet appetite, they're trying to say something to start before you have the real food. And there's a name for the real food, okay? So an appetizer is something small, okay? And you have it first. So appetizer, it's funny, can be soup and salad. Soup, salad. Or it could be shrimp, five little shrimp. Not a plate with rice, but just five shrimp and garlic. Something that tastes nice to start your meal, okay? So remember, it's usually small and it comes first. All right? Now, after they take that, they might say, this happens at restaurants, they'll say, would you like something to start? And that's what they call it. Sometimes they say appetizer, sometimes they say start or a starter. Would you like something to start the meal, which could be your appetizer, same thing, or would you like a starter? And the really cool restaurants now, they go starters to start the day, okay? And once again, it's still first and small. And right after they ask you for the appetizer, they'll do something, and you're going to go, what? They're going to ask you if you want to know what the specials are. You go, specials? Yeah, the specials are interesting. Because with the specials, they give you sometimes a lower price for some same food, or they give you better food for the same price. So usually the money goes down on the specials, the special of the day, okay? And with that, they might ask you something else. They'll go, okay, we have specials. You go, specials? Yes. Today, and they'll say the catch of the day is codfish. Catch of the day, see? The catch of the day is fish, you know, swim in the sea, fish. So they're saying it's fresh, just today. So we got it today, it's fresh, it's new, and that's what we're giving you. You can have the catch of the day, or you can have the soup of the day, because every day these two will change. They will change, they'll give you either a different fish or a different soup. Cabbage soup, or it might be leek soup, or soup. I've never had soup before. That must be special, okay? They usually give you these when they give you the specials of the day. So you gotta, oh, there are two words I don't want you to see yet. Oh, James, please. No, you don't need to know. I come back later, okay? But when they give you the special, sometimes they'll give you everything at the same time, okay? So they'll say, you get this, and this for one price, and that's a special, all right? So now what we call this special thing, if all the price together, in a nice restaurant, it's called I like to say prix fixé is French for fixed price. And you are going to get three things, and we're going to talk about those three things in a second, all together for one price. And if you go to McDonald's, it's called a combo. Yeah, well, I know we're not going to McDonald's, but just in case, you can get combo number one, Big Mac, French fries, and yeah, I love it. Anyway, so they'll introduce to you the specials or the prix fixé for the day, tell you about the catch of the day or the soup of the day. Good. Now, once you've ordered those, boom, 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 when they bring your appetizer and you're eating it, before you eat it, they'll bring it and they'll say, can you take your main? Main is your big food. That's your chicken and rice, your steak and potatoes, your vegetables. That's the main course. They call it your main, or it's called the main course. Okay? And that's the big food. After you've had a small bit, they want to give you the big food. That's the second part, all right? Now you're going to finish that, but before you do that, because I said you're going to order, they're going to ask you what you want for your main course, your big food. Notice how I said steak, potato, or vegetable, or rice, chicken, and vegetables. When they do this, with your appetizer, you have to eat the appetizer. Because it's small, you have to have what they give you. But with your main course, you can actually change things. Now, or get extra stuff. It's cool. And these are called sides or... When you have your main course, you might like French fries instead of potatoes. So you can say, I want fries. And they will say, okay, would you like to substitute? Change. So in this case, this means change. Some people like rice better than that, or they want more vegetables. So you can say, I'd like to substitute. Change this for that. Cool? A side is a little different. A side means extra. So you could say, hey, look, I want the catch of the day for my main course. They'll go, cool, no problem. You know, but you know, I don't want the rice. I'm not really like rice. Can I have some French fries? I'd like to substitute it for French fries. They'll go, okay. I go, but on the side, I'd like to have mushrooms. Well, mushrooms? Well, that's extra. I know. That's why I said I want it on the side. Oh. So side is for extra food that doesn't come with the meal, but you can buy it. And in many restaurants, on the menu, it will say sides, and it will have French fries, potato, mushrooms, shrimp, and it means you can add to your main course anything you like. Now you know. All right? So that's what this is basically on the basic menu. So now you've had your appetizer and you've had your main course. Maybe you had a substitution or a side and you're feeling good. Okay, you want to relax a bit. So what's the third thing? Notice over here, I'm going to put it in now. You got your appetizer, you got your main. Well, some of us like to have coffee and tea because we're sophisticated. We're spending some money. We're in a restaurant. So we want some tea, but what do we want it with? We want it with dessert. Dessert is food after you have your main and your course. There you go, some dessert. It's not. Here, I'll make it big for you. D-E-S-S-E-R-T. And you're wondering, why do you want to do this? I went, because if you go to Saudi Arabia, there's a desert. And if you want dessert, there's two. Because it's your second meal. That's why I'm doing this, because it's funny. See, it's your second meal. So this is how you spell it correctly. You'll learn things with me. All right? So you have dessert. And with dessert, you can have coffee or tea. Right? You can even have a glass of wine if you want. That's your third meal. And when we talk about the prefixe or prefixe, that's what's included in that. Okay? So that's your dessert. I got one more thing to do. This is what sucks. And sucks means this is what is bad. You've had your appetizer. You enjoyed that, I'm sure. You've had your main course, your big food. I love chocolate cake. So you've had chocolate cake or ice cream for dessert, which is amazing. Here is the small problem, okay? At the end, nothing's for free, friends. You get the William. But what we call the William over here is you can ask for the bill or the check, okay? The check is payment. You have to pay for the food and the service. It's life, right? So you get the check. It will have a couple of things that you should be aware of. Some places put it on the bill or the check. Some places don't. For sure, if they're taxes, you'll have a tax. It will tell you how much tax was your food. So you spent $30 on food, $5 on taxes. Some places actually put this other thing on. And if you go to North America and British people, I know you speak English, you have to learn this, okay? In North America, that would be Canada and the United States, they tip. They tip British people. So I know this is for people who are learning English, but British people, you got to learn to tip, okay? Tip is to give some money extra to the service. See? Tip. And English people, this is not a tip. This is what I put in for parking. Tip is dollar bills, dollar bill, you know, okay? You spend $100 on food, a dollar is not a tip. It's an insult. Okay, anyway. I told you I was a waiter. Happened once. $100 bill, they left me with a smile. That was great, thank you. And I was like, no thank you to you. Anyway, so there will be tax and tip. Sometimes, some restaurants will put it on the bill automatically, so you have to check and ask. If you say, is the tax and tip included? They'll say yes or no. If not, you have to add it. Here's a guideline or something as a tip. See, this is extra because that's what a tip is for you. In North America, it can go anywhere from 10% to 20%. Okay? Just letting you know, when you go, don't leave that dollar. 10 or 20% is what they're looking for. If you get good service, right? If the service isn't good, talk to the manager. Don't hurt the waiter or waitress. There may be reasons. But anyway, I hope this has been good for you. This is basic information for going to a restaurant. There's other stuff you can take, but I want you to be able to feel comfortable going through the door. And when someone goes, "Hi, welcome to Kelsey's. How many in your party?" You won't go, "No party, no party. Just one dinner. Just dinner, please." You can say, "Oh, party of two. And we're looking forward to you coming to our party anyway, Ingvid, where, well, mystery, what is it? www. Ing stands for English, vid stands for video.com. Come and do the quiz and see how well you would do in a restaurant. You know, hope it sounds appetizing to you. All right, this lesson has been at least filling. Have a good one.